This is Worthy of Note.
The sunny side, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome, it's 34 minutes past 12. How are you? It's a beautiful Wednesday afternoon, and we hold it to be worthy of note. So our first hour, and I found that this has become quite a necessary conversation to have, this transition from where we were with cash in hand to where we are, where we are practically thirsty for survival. And one way to express that thirst is we need a little cash in hand to just about make the day count in some way. We need to put existence into expression. And one way we do that is to get cash to meet a need that helps us in order to what? I mean, we're alive, right? And many activities contribute to what it means to be alive. And one would be cash in hand. And here we are. No cash in hand. We don't even know where this is going. First, I must even state that there is a communique on social media. It's attributed to the CBN. It's said to have come from the CBN. Then this morning I woke up and some not so popular news agencies reporting that they try to reach a spokesperson for the CBN, and he said that that particular communique didn't come from the CBN. His signature is not on it. So I want to at least share with you one that I found on the CBN website itself. It's dated January 29th, 2023. I'll share that with you. Some towns, I hear Ibadan, there's a little, you know, I wouldn't call it a riot or a protest of a sort. I think protest would best describe it, because the people are on the streets, nothing seems to be moving, they have blocked the roads, they're asking people not to move. Yesterday I also heard another place out of state having a little situation where people are not just exhausted, but do not necessarily understand where all of this is going. Now the CBN is saying the old notes out of fashion, has gone out of fashion. You're now hereby required to take your old notes to the CBN office in all 36 states. So depending on where you find yourself, you have to find a CBN office and then go there to deposit. Now, something particularly interesting is that it wouldn't be a swap. So I'll share with you the communique that I have. My guess is you might have seen or even heard about the other communique making its rounds on social media. I would extract some pointers from the one said to not have come from the CBN, and then we can see whether we can compare any similarities. But then if the CBN is saying it's not coming from them, why compare? So let me share with you at least that which is coming from the CBN. That's one. First hour, I want to find out whether you have started already to contemplate the trading in of the old currency, because now, at least from what I have, 17th is the deadline, even from the communique dated 29th January. I'll share that with you. And then on language and interpretations, as we couldn't last week, we hope for today to be able to do it. Pharmakia, the word is spelled P-H-A-R-M-A-K-E-I-A. P-H-A, like pharmacy, but we are looking at the origin of the word, pharmakia, and we'll look at the definition, and then we will try to interpret what the word could mean. And many times, in the absence of your scientific background, you have to find out what aspects of your life the characteristic of this word might have implied, or maybe applied itself. What aspects of your life? Yeah, because I think there's something science research does. It nearly almost asks us to suspend reason. So imagine every time we're told, according to science, nobody's thinking anymore. Only COVID that pretty much gave us something to contend with. At least people who dared decided to contend with it. And it's interesting because those who were contending with it are said to be medical practitioners in the same field. Medical practitioners in the same field. So yesterday I got a video of a particular hearing where a former Twitter staff had to go before US Congress to defend Twitter's actions of suppressing or outright blocking of medical doctors on Twitter. And so the judge asked the Twitter staff, what medical professions do you have, or where did you study medicine? And she said, I've never studied medicine. And the judge said, and you blocked opinions of doctors who are from institutions regarded to be the highest in the world. I think I'll play that for you sometime during the course of the show, probably at the beginning of our conversation. I think I'm also trying to highlight the fact that we're grateful for science. Science has been positive to some extent. Or there's an aspect of science that's positive, and then there's another aspect of science that we can't wrap our brains around. And then maybe if you pay attention to it, well, you might be able to at least verbalize some of the seemingly incomprehensible things and probably attach them or categorize them under a different body. You would remember a few, I think it was last year, where on Lords of Logic, we tried to see if there was any success in our comprehension of the quote, any science. Now, I'm going to have to get it verbatim. Pretty much any science that's indistinguishable from... No, let me get it so I don't distort it. We're rather powerful. Yes, the quotes that compared science to magic. You remember that? Yes, if you remember it, I can give you cake right now. Science that's magic. Hold on. Let me retrieve it. And I remember, I would even say a lot of the contributions I got that day even said that science isn't magic, that it wasn't magic. Science is science. But it was also a scientist who said that science has an element of it that is, that its root is in magic. So I found the quote, Arthur C. Clarke, any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic, end quote. Arthur C. Clarke. Any sufficiently advanced technology is indistinguishable from magic. And when we discussed that on Language and Interpretations, no, pardon me, on Lords of Logic, quite a number of contributors said, no, there's science and then there's magic, and they're not one and the same. They're two different things. Well, today we're going to at least attempt the conversation on pharmakia. Let's find out whether there is any sense. I mean, I think we can get into a lot of trouble trying to just delve into a rabbit hole, but let's try at least. We're people of courage and faith. We would at least attempt to question what might be regarded to have a scientific backing. Today on the show, 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce. Don't go anywhere. So the conversation first hour will be objective. The second hour will be subjective. We'll accept you want to allow it, maintain an objective front. So here is this a press statement by Godwin Emefiele, Governor, Central Bank of Nigeria, January 29th, 2023. And the header reads, on progress of implementation of new redesigned currency by the Central Bank of Nigeria. So the first pointer greets the ladies and gentlemen present. Second says hello to the president. Third begins to update ladies and gentlemen. So they say this particular redesign endeavor, which the central bank has decided to pursue, would normally have been done between 5 to 8 years. And they say, we made it clear that for 19 years, the CBN hasn't been able to conduct this aspect of its mandate that should normally have taken 5 to 8 years. I just want to go to the gist of the matter. Point five, ladies and gentlemen, available data at the Central Bank of Nigeria has shown that in 2015, currency circulation or currency in circulation was only 1.4 trillion. As at October 2022, currency in circulation had risen to 3.23 trillion naira, out of which only 500 billion was within the banking industry and 2.7 trillion held permanently in people's homes. Ordinarily, when the CBN releases currency into circulation, it's meant to be used, and after a fluctuation of time, it returns to the CBN, thereby keeping the volume of currency in circulation under the firm control of the CBN. Now, I think the heart of the matter lies in point six, so let's go there. So far, since the commencement of this program, we have collected about 1.9 trillion naira, leaving us with about 900 billion still outside. To achieve effective distribution of the new currency, the CBN has taken the following steps. We held several meetings with our deposit money banks, DMBs, and provided them with guidance, notes on processes they must adopt in the collection of old notes and distribution of the new notes to all Nigerians. The reason, I'm interrupting the read to say that the reason I'm sharing this with you is to not necessarily contradict what might have circulated already, but at least to give us a background into what the CBN is at least trying to manage. And the reason this is equally important is the date allowed, or the window, well, at least until we get another information or further information, the window allowed for the return of the old currency. Remember, this letter I'm sharing with you is on the CBN website, cbn.gov.ng, signed by the CBN governor himself. I'm right now reading on that particular communique point six, and I have told you that they say we have collected 1.9 trillion, leaving us with about 900 billion. To achieve effective distribution of our new currency, the CBN has taken the following steps. One, or A, we held several meetings with our deposit money banks and provided them with guidance, notes on processes they must adopt in the collection of old notes and distribution of new notes to all Nigerians. We're going to skip what's left of point A and go to B. We commenced a nationwide sensitization through the print and electronic media to create an awareness on the redesigned notes to Nigerians, including collaboration with the National Orientation Agency to reach all Nigerians across multiple channels. Point C reads, we deployed 30,000 super agents nationwide to assist in our cash swap initiative in the hinterlands, rural areas, regions underserved by banks in the country, to ensure that the weak and vulnerable ones amongst us can swap, exchange their old notes. So apparently, I don't know if you have been a beneficiary of this particular CBN initiative. Point C says we deployed 30,000 super agents nationwide to assist in our cash swap initiative in the hinterlands, rural areas and regions underserved by banks in the country, to ensure that the weak and vulnerable ones amongst us can swap or exchange their old notes. Point D reads, we deployed all our staff, particularly the assistant directors, deputy directors, directors in Abuja, to proceed to all CBN branches nationwide to join the mass mobilization campaign and monitoring programs, working with deposit money banks, agents, and our branch controllers across the 36 states of the Federation. I want to just quickly go to the down point. So there was a point made at D. Found it. Okay, good. So I'm skipping some part of the points laid by the CBN and point D, and I'm going to, they say, we have agreed with executive chairmen of the EFCC and ICPC to assist us by sending their staff to all CBN and DMB branches nationwide to join in monitoring the implementation of these guidelines. The aim is to ensure compliance with the laid down guidelines. Okay, so here is the, well, pardon me, my eye, just my eye is at work today, but it's not. I think I have a grit in my eyes, so it's, pardon me. Good, I'm at point E. We are happy that so far the exercise has achieved a success rate of over 75% of the 2.7 trillion naira held outside the banking systems, banking system. Nigerians in the rural areas, villages, the aged and vulnerable have had the opportunity to swap their old notes, leveraging the Agent Naira Swap Initiative, as well as the CBN Senior Staff Nationwide Sensitization Team exercise. So point F is not for you because they're speaking about illicit money, stolen money. All right. But I'll read it nonetheless. Aside from those holding illicit stolen Naira in their homes for speculative purposes, we do aim to give all Nigerians that have Naira legitimately earned and trapped the opportunity to deposit their legitimately trapped monies at the CBN for exchange. That's F. Now I'm going to point seven. Based on the foregoing, we have sought and obtained the president's approval for the following. Point I. 10-day extension of the deadline from January 31st, 2023 to February 10, 2023 to allow for collection of more old notes legitimately held by Nigerians and achieve more success in cash swap in our rural communities, after which all old notes outside the CBN loses their legal tender status. Is that worth repeating? I guess so. So this is point seven, and under point seven, itemized I, a 10-day extension of the deadline from January 31st, 2023 to February 10, 2023 to allow for collection of more old notes legitimately held by Nigerians and achieve more success in cash swap in our rural communities, after which all old notes outside the CBN loses their legal tender status. And so the date actually says February 10th. So the CBN is sticking to that. But hold on, there's a little more to this. They add to this, our CBN staff currently on mass mobilization and monitoring, together with officials of the EFCC and ICPC, will work together to achieve these objectives. Now, itemized two, 7-day grace period, 7 days from 10th. Okay, 7-day grace period beginning February 10 to February 17th, 2023. In compliance with Section 20 in bracket 3, 22 of the CBN Act, allowing Nigerians to deposit their old notes at the CBN after the February deadline, when the old currency would have lost its legal tender status. Eventually, well, there's a last paragraph asking for Nigerians to please work with the CBN. Signed, Godwin Emefiele, Governor, Central Bank of Nigeria. All right. So I'm going to open up the telephone lines. I'm already having messages. People saying that they're finding it difficult. Someone's particularly said that it's difficult in these streets trying to survive without cash at hand. Cash is difficult. Someone even said that POS operators don't even have cash. So the problem seems to have mutated from what you would expect to have been the consequence of the transition to be. And I think nobody prepared for this kind of complex development to emerge from something that at least appeared to be thoroughly planned by the CBN. All right, so we need to talk about whether you are aware. What's today? Today is 16th February. No, pardon me. Today is 15th February. Wednesday, 15th February. It means, at least according to what I've just shared with you, you have between today and the 17th of February to deposit your old notes. Now, the other communique in circulation on social media stated that you have between the 15th and 17th to trade in your... In fact, let me rephrase that. You're not trading it in. So I will go off on a break when I come back. I will share with you what the other communique says. It says at least something in the lines of, you're not going to exchange it. It will not be exchanged. So when we come back, telephone lines will be open. You'll have an opportunity to speak about your access to money. And maybe if you have started your advancing to the bank in order to put in the old and then hear CBN tell you what they would about how that would be credited into your account. It wouldn't be cash in hand. Off on a break. We'll be right back. Let's dig for some facts off the streets. Welcome, 99.3 Nigeria Info. It's 4 minutes past 1 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info, holding up this conversation as Nigeria experiences firsthand, both through experience and conversation, transitioning from what appeared to be a good idea. And here we have the impact of the said idea. 0700-993-993-993 and 01465-7190. So I have just shared with you, well, at least before the break, I shared with you a communique on the CBN website telling you that you have 7 days after the set expiration of February 10th to trade in your old Naira. But then let me read in your hearing what is in circulation. Now, this is not the beginning of the communique. This is the second page, but worth noting. Please note, this is a cash deposit program, not a cash swap program. You will not be issued new notes in exchange for old notes. Instead, your bank account will be credited after your account is validated by law enforcement, and the process may take up to 4 weeks. If validation of account turns out negative, the bank will return the deposited notes. Now, third-party deposits are not allowed. Account information provided must be that of the depositor. Members of the public are required to complete an online application form and generate a reference number before coming to the CBN. Where a customer did not pre-fill their form, he or she will be given the opportunity to fill the form at the branch. The cash deposit window is open to the public from February 15th to 17th, 2023, between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. daily. Now, they say requirements are to be met, and I'm not even sure I need to even share the requirements with you, because on one hand, I read from one particular website that the CBN spokesperson said that he didn't sign that, and so he seems to not be aware of that particular communique. So my guess is, if you have tried, I would love to have firsthand reporting from what your experience was. With that said, welcome to Worthy of Note and 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name's Joyce Wichin.
Hello, good afternoon, ma'am.
Afternoon to you.
From Ejikechu, Professor Joyce. Nigerians are losing business and jobs in
Please wait a second.
Waiting for new notes.
Please, I want you to speak on the topic. And if it's not on the topic...
Okay, I'm speaking on the topic now.
Okay.
Okay, what I want to tell you is, MFLA came out for revenge. Only swap that has succeeded is the swap between bank managers and politicians. And it's not written here. It's not written inside Bategi Village. It's not written inside Arachukwu Village. They're lies and they're lies. Are you hearing me?
Okay.
The only politicians and bank managers, example, there is a bank that a bank manager, they hide the money. Is he hidden or hidden? Also, means he hides the money. What is the intention? We don't see the money. So let them respect us. And I still have no old notes. Or here we have 1 trillion old notes. Let them respect us.
Has anybody tried to go to a CBN to trade in their old notes?
I think I write one to CBN. Lagos, I
don't know
about that one.
Oh, okay. So I guess this caller is speaking to the inconvenience that it would take any Nigerian to leave where they are to the location of the CBN office to trade in the old notes. Nigeria Info, welcome.
Hello, good afternoon.
The Sunny Side, good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info.
Hello, and good afternoon.
Afternoon to you, thank you.
Please, my name is Victor. I'm calling for Barika.
Great, go ahead, please.
Please, anybody where she needs new note for Lagos, may she go and meet Sanwo-Olu with Tinubu. They are the one where they hold the new note.
Wait, please. Not
them
your
sentiment.
Wait,
them
stop. Oh, good heaven. Look, not your sentiment. I'm speaking about something rather specific. And I think that the specificity of the conversation or the topic applies to most Nigerians. And so let's do this thing where we can respect ourselves by sticking to the conversation. Yeah. Let's not derail it or overrun it with sentiments. It's pointless and a waste of time. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Please remember the volume of your radio set.
Okay, sorry. Let me read the volume.
Oh, wow. Are you done? Nigeria Info, you're on the Sunny Side. Good afternoon. Make it back. Hello, good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome, what's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you for calling. Please speak up. Tell us your name. Go ahead.
My name is Jude.
Welcome, Jude.
Well, I think it's quite strenuous and stressful because asking people to go to the CBN to get their notes have been traded for the old ones to the CBN is quite stressful. In as much as I sometimes, for me personally, it's been quite a hell for me, you know, trying to, you know, get the
new
notes and everything.
Okay.
Yes, it's been very stressful. But of course, since I understand the reason why the policy is being put in place, I think I understand and I am trying to bear the consequences of the actions of the CBN.
So as we have it now, there's a time limit. 1 week after the 10th, which ends on the 17th, do you think that that's pretty much enough time for you to collect your old notes together and take it to the CBN?
Well, it might be enough for me because I don't personally, right about now, I don't think I have a lot of old notes. Maybe the old notes I have, not even up to 1,000 naira.
So it's worth losing, basically. You
it's
can
actually
let
worth
go.
For me personally, but for a lot, because as of yesterday, the buses on the road, we're still collecting the old notes. That was when we started hearing that they won't collect. But bosses yesterday, I still went around Lagos yesterday till about 9 p.m. and I was still trading with the old notes. I intentionally started spending all the old notes yesterday, yes.
Okay.
Because I knew, as of yesterday, that from this morning, in fact, it will be a total blackout. And lo and behold, this morning, when I stepped out, some of the bosses I entered refused to collect the old notes from me. And that's why I still have up to 1,000 naira, because I intentionally wanted to spend it this morning, but they refused collecting it. So I had to, you know, spend the new note I had on me. And of course, the other things I had to buy, I had to do with transfer. So I think it would be quite difficult for those kind of people to trade those old notes before the deadline. So we'll probably have a whole lot of those old notes stay outside. That if the CBN still decide to go with their policy, I don't know if they will change, if they will bend, but if they would not, I think a lot of persons will lose their old notes. A whole lot of persons.
Not just lose their old notes, you mean lose money, basically.
Well, I mean,
it's not losing old notes, you're losing money. You're losing a value.
Well, you're losing, it's like losing paper.
No, you're not losing paper. That's a value to the paper. So if you had 100 of those papers and it's 1,000 naira, that's 100,000 naira. You're not losing
after
paper.
After the deadline, it doesn't have any value. It's valueless.
Yeah, but what you have lost is 100,000, not the paper. You're losing value. The reason we trade with paper is for the value of on the paper.
Yes.
Exactly. So people lose the value on the paper.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's more like if you actually look at it, you lose money. Yes.
There's no other way to look at it. What are you looking at? There's no other way to look at it.
I'm looking at the deadline. Because CBN has said it ceases to become a legal tender. So if it ceases to become a legal tender, that means it's as good as being called a paper.
Yeah, but I get you. I'm just saying that you don't lose paper. You said you lose paper. I say, no, you don't lose paper. You lose money. You lose the value on the paper.
Well, you're right on that. You're right on that.
Well, I'm happy you don't have too much to lose. Thank you very much for calling.
I don't. It's not even up to 1,000. Probably 600 or 700.
Oh, good for you then. Thank you for calling. I do appreciate.
Gracias.
So you see, or at least you hear, that your transportation system, your market women are still using their old currency. Let's find out how crazy this is. Welcome to the show. Good afternoon, the sunny side. Are you home?
Hello, good afternoon.
Afternoon, tell us your name. You can go ahead real quick.
I'm calling from Orile.
Yeah.
This issue that we are on this afternoon, this thing is becoming more serious than we thought.
How bad is it at your end?
I went to market this morning. It's really, really bad. It's really affecting the people. Even in my area, now at Orile, just few, a lot of them that opened the shop. Because people are complaining about the issue of the old notes and the new notes.
Yeah.
There is no way you found out the new notes. It's over, like, up to, like, a week now. I wouldn't even have up to, like, 10,000 of that new notes. And I'm trading every day. So what's the essence of you telling me to deposit the money I have with me, that at least if that one would be enough for me to be feeding, then I will go and deposit the old one. If I want to collect the new one, I won't see the money again. What's the essence of that?
But you don't have old notes on you, first of all.
Even though I have the old notes, I won't take it to anywhere.
Oh.
I'm telling you the gospel truth. I won't take you to anywhere.
But you understand that there's a deadline?
I don't like the fucking thing. This is rubbish. Actually, it's absolutely rubbish. How will you ask me to go and deposit the old note I have? Then if I want to buy something, the new one, I don't have any new one with me. Okay, I have up to like 20,000 with me now. Yeah. I don't have a fraction of the new one with me. So how will I spend the money?
I understand that. I understand how frustrating this is, really.
You should try to understand me, because anybody telling me to go and deposit my old money is looking for my trouble. And me, myself, as I did like this, I become someone man, you know. It's not funny.
Look,
it's not funny.
Look, I understand.
No, it's not funny. It's really not funny.
No, look, I understand. I'm just reporting the CBN, and you know that I have a job to do.
Listen, in this matter of case now, you don't support CBN. You support we, the market.
I am not supporting... Wait, stop. You're not going to do that. I'm not supporting the CBN. I am reporting the news. You can't have a problem with that.
They are just playing prank with us. They are just doing it. We gave you guys 1 week. Next week now, we gave you up to 1 week again. That is prank. They know what they are doing.
Okay, let me ask you what you...
Fools again. We will find out what they are doing.
Let me ask you...
This money that they are telling us to go and deposit after election, they will start spending the money. We know what they are doing.
Can I ask you a question? Let's assume the CBN doesn't move the deadline. Aren't you going to try to take in your old note so at least you don't lose value?
Let me tell you something.
if I have the old notes with me, like, as I said before, up to 20K with me, I deposit the money in my account, right?
Yeah.
But I don't have any dem of that new one.
Yeah, I get it. But now, look at
you. Yeah, oh, okay, excuse me. I went to, that was on Tuesday, yesterday, of course. I went to where I used to buy markets at Aswani, Oshodi, to withdraw from POS. They said 9,000. I withdrew 9,000. They took away 1,000 and gave me back 8,000 naira. And all those money that she gave me was old notes.
Oh, when?
Yesterday at Aswani.
Oh.
So, how do you... Okay, if actually I don't want to use that money for business, I want to use it for maybe food stuff and keep it at home. How am I going to spend the money?
Yeah, that's a big problem here. A huge problem, actually.
It's not an issue. See, it's better we go back to lockdown. I'm telling you the gospel truth. Of course.
Thank you.
It's better we should go back to lockdown. This is not fair. How would you ask me to deposit the old money I have with me? Now you're not giving me anything in return. How am I going to feed myself and feed my family?
Makes sense.
I have 25 children.
Oh, you don't. Thank you for calling.
You're welcome. I mean, come to them.
Look, my brother, for your sake, I hope you don't have 5 children. I just hope you don't. 99.3 Nigeria Info, welcome.
Hello, my sister. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Thank you very much.
This market woman.
Fantastic.
Nobody money will lose value in this country, Sister Joyce.
Oh.
Everybody will get his money back. I tell you the truth today. See, you know what my bank have not opened for like 5 days or more than 5 days. They open today now. They now said people should bring old money.
Oh.
Okay, just look at this thing now, Somebody that have like 10,000 to trade, buying petty things, when he take it to bank, so that person will not eat anymore. Okay, they are collecting money today now. They don't have money to give to somebody. So that is the fear of the common man on the street, common woman on the street. Mm-hmm. So we are just talking on our own side. Maybe some of us, we are very comfortable. And you know, Nigeria, me. That selfishness that you will not think of about the common person on the street. That is why we are still like this. You think about yourself, I can get it. That any other person can go to places. It's not fair. They don't run a country like this. If you continue to run this country like you run it to nothing. It's not good now. So you take your 5,000 to bank, you don't have another money to take back. What are you going to use to buy good that you will hawk tomorrow morning? Or the granite woman that will go and buy granite? Let's think about this thing deep. It's not fair. It's against us, not against the politician. Look at the MFLA, he's saying all the four politicians have kept the money. How did they get that money, my sister?
You mean the old notes? You mean from what I read, right?
Yes, even I heard it in your news now that the MFLA said the politician are holding the money. Who gives the politician the money? Then we, the common people, we cannot see the money. It's not fair to us now. If they want to fight their corruption, let them look for something else to fight it. Thank you.
Thank you. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. You're on the sunny side. Remember, the volume of your radio set has to be off.
This is Florence.
Welcome, lady. Thank you very much for calling. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Yesterday, I withdrew 10,000 from POS and they charged 700. And out of the 9,000 trade that they gave me, 3 out of it are new notes. So the old ones, I had to go around yesterday to spend some. So I still have 1,000 old one with me and the other new ones.
Okay.
So I would like you to repeat that CBN's website, because I have a neighbor that did party yesterday, and the drinks she sold, she made a total sum of like 300,000, and they are all old notes.
Oh, she has to be at CBN today.
I went
like
outside
today
to talk to her that look at what is happening. She should try and, see how she can go and deposit it. So I would like to have the CBN meeting so that I will tell her so that very early tomorrow she can try and see if they will collect it from her.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. Thank you. You're on the sunny side. My name's Joyce. What's yours?
Yes, Lokwe.
Thank you for calling.
Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Welcome. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah. See, about this note, new naira, I've not seen any new naira note.
Oh, really?
Yes. I see people. I'm talking of me holding it, spending it.
Yeah.
I've not.
Wow.
You get.
Yeah.
It's as if it is for the rich.
No.
Yes.
Well,
because what's going on right now? I don't understand.
No.
Yes. Yes. Was it day before yesterday or yesterday? Okay, day before yesterday, I ate only once.
Oh.
Because I couldn't get any money. POS didn't have money. Bank didn't have money. You get. I'm presently in K2. So I'm talking about K2. I could not get money.
Wow.
So today, where I went to eat anyway, I did transfer to them. And it was the exact amount I ate. Because I wanted to play smart. Like, okay, let me transfer. So they give me change.
Mm.
They said no. It's that exact amount I should send. So, and that was what I sent. Right now, I think they are waiting for us to start something in Lagos. So they will postpone election. Because at the rate at which these people are going, they don't care whether election holds or not. Look at what the Supreme Court has said right now. It has been adjourned till next week. Next week, that is election. If they adjourn it, what is going to happen? Hunger is in the land. What are we supposed to do? Are we supposed to be robbing each other? No money in the bank. MFLA is saying there's money in the bank. I don't know the bank is talking about. I just pray we don't start riot in Lagos.
I pray we don't. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side, and nobody prepared for the downturn of events. I mean, I think people expected that there would be some situation that would require people to make some adjustments. I doubt anyone bargained for this. And here's a message here. It's even worse here. POS deduct 200 naira for every 1,000 naira in Edo State. Hold on. Is this Edo from Edo? I think you mean Edo State, right? Okay, you further add, I tried to withdraw from the ATM here, and you say there's a very long queue and you can only withdraw 5,000 naira if you don't have an account with the bank you're withdrawing from. So thank you very much. I'm just not sure if you mean that you are sending me this message from Edo State or if that's your name. By the way, the CBN is also saying that they would arrest and prosecute POS operators who overcharge. I guess there's supposed to be like a regulated cost to using the POS. And the CBN is saying if you charge more than that, you could be arrested and prosecuted. So that's also something worth noting today on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let me go here. Hello, welcome to the sunny side. What's your name?
Hello.
Hello. To you. I can hear you. Go ahead.
Are you hearing me?
Yes. Good.
Okay.
I can hear you.
What is there now is that they're supposed to take responsibility of their failure. Now, when you say you want to arrest POS, who are the people using the POS? Is it not the grassroots? Now, you said people should deposit old money in the bank and in an exchange with the new money. And the new money is not in circulation. Is that not enough for MFLA to acknowledge that the old money should go on in circulation until when they print the new money? So they are targeting as something. They don't want...
Uh-huh. Have I lost
They don't want the external to rule. Because the West and North cannot be the one responsible for the whole entire Nigeria. So it is the turn for the Easterner now.
We're talking about money. What are you talking about? Off on a break. We'll be right back. 99.3 Nigeria Info. So I just try to confirm it. By the way, there's a Central Bank of Nigeria, Lagos office at Tinubu Square, Customs Street, Tinubu Square Marina. So I would think you can use Google Map to get exact location. You can ask your bank to help you out with that as well. Go to your local bank branch and ask that they help you out with the address. If you have any old notes you'd like to trade in, Central Bank of Nigeria, Lagos at Marina. And yes, I was trying to confirm this. And news is reporting that there is what would be a manageable-sized protest in Ibadan over fuel and naira scarcity. And I think that there are other outer states location where people are on the streets just trying to vent off whatever eternal heat that this particular situation has brought on about. Okay, and let's go back to the telephone lines. Nigeria Info, welcome.
Hello, Joyce. Good afternoon.
Afternoon to you. Thank you very much for calling.
My name is Olumuyiwa.
Thank you.
From my desk.
Fantastic. Go ahead, please.
Well, one of the things that I'm doing for living, I have PS also.
You have POS?
Yeah, that's one of the things I do for a living. Support my work.
Oh.
And from one of the POS group now, I saw Ateban burning down, but I don't know which state. And I don't know whether it's recent or old.
From the POS group?
Yes.
Oh.
So I tried to add them, which state it is one, when it did happen, but you pick up. Now, what is my point? There was a time they said in primary school, they said they are trade by barter. You give me yam, I give you beans.
Yeah.
Then later the government now said, let's use paper. Now the people that are using paper say they are not using paper again. They are looking for alternatives to store paper. Then they now bring us notice. Take your money to the bank. Yesterday I said, when Buhari changed money, they gave us 12 days. People didn't burn tire. Now we have POS everywhere, we have ATM, we have our phone, we can transfer money. Please, I want people to listen to me. Now, maybe me too, I'm in Nigeria. Why is the system not affecting me? I've seen my head, I've took my card to the market, I bought beans, bought rice, bought all this one, I give them my ATM. Most of the market people now, they use even POS to transfer money. And now you want to buy my chicken, I buy my insecticide, I transfer for my phone. That's the way people can control situation. And then people are now calling that they will fight, they will do this one. We see a flaw. We see a police that does not even recognize whether human being get blood. You see, and this man, Wike, said we must not fight. We should manage, let that be election. Now, if people now want to destroy things, how many people are ready now to leave their blood for what they want to do? There is alternative, that's an option from your phone. CBN says, take your money to the bank, and they still give us extra 10 days. The people are now doing this, we don't agree. From my POS group, one of the groups, somebody said he bought 200,000 for 40,000 in filling station. CBN said, take the old money to the bank, then you go to the filling station and bought 200,000 for 40,000. Now you want to take the money to the bank, you get in, you say you want to fight. Fight now. Let them fight.
Okay, so now remember that there is the sector within the Nigerian economy that trades with cash. And I don't know if it's a case of pattern or they don't have banks and any of the options would apply. It's character for them or they don't have banks and so they just use to trade in cash. Now the CBN is saying that they have 1 week from the deadline February 7th to trade in old currency. Do you think the time is enough for those who might still have old currency to be able to find the bank location and go trade in the old
currency? Sister, one of the reasons I listen to you that you are very, very intelligent and I love most of your program. We are living in a changing world. You see, 2 days ago, you said some people are even learning abroad to even live in the you see, bush or mountain.
In the mountains,
we are in a changing world. We have not even seen anything yet. Even the world that rule law, the government of God, they have not even started yet. And we are some people, they are Christian, they want to go to heaven, but they are not ready to prepare for the tribulation. We are entering to tribulation. People should stop lamenting. People should start doing something. This lamentation will not help.
Oh.
Let them continue lamenting. We burn or we fight. Oh. Let them continue lamenting. Instead of finding solution.
Okay, now one final question before you go. You say you're a POS operator. I did share earlier on that the CBN is saying, well, Emefiele himself is saying that people who charge more than the regulated cost will get arrested and prosecuted. My assumption is given the scarcity of the Naira, you also have had to increase your cost. Is that correct?
Yes.
So,
Joyce, do you know why I begin to be afraid to talk on radio now?
Why?
I went to somewhere to go and withdraw money from a POS. And somebody said, do you used to call radio station? I say yes. And the guy said, if I mention your name, you won't believe. I told him, my name, he said, Olumu Iwa. So I am afraid, I don't know who knows me, who don't know me. So that's something I can't talk on phone. But one of the problem of this scarcity of fare is we that we are doing POS. From the group, they will be giving each other information. Go to FIO, that's where money is now. Go to this. So it's the period that even causing this scarcity of money. Yes, the first person. They'll be going around though with 5 ATM, 6 ATM to go and withdraw money all up and down. Normal citizens that need just 1,000, they will not allow them. And when they gather all this money, they'll be selling it in big money. Me, I've shut down that period since January 14th.
Oh.
I've shut it down.
Why?
Well, they said they want to help citizens. When you are selling 5,000 for citizen 15, are you helping the citizen? Let the CBS first scramble POS for even 2 months. You see that this scarcity will reduce.
Well, thanks for such honesty. I do appreciate. Oh, wow. 99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to Nigeria Info. Yeah? 99.3 Nigeria Info, you're on the sunny side. Make it back. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info. Welcome. Hello, good afternoon.
This is Malik speaking.
Malik, thank you. Go ahead.
Joyce, look, our wickedness is part of our problem, Joyce.
Uh-oh.
I remember almost two weeks, I believe, a week and some days. 10,000 for 2,000 Naira. Also, CBN is saying that their agent walking up and down. Joyce, nothing is working up and down. Go to the Ladipo market now and tell them they're charging to withdraw money. Are they not aware of it? Look, Joyce, is the presidency or the NMP that are not aware that filling station people used to cheat Nigerians? If you want to buy 10 liters, they'll give you 8 liters of your vehicle. Who is doing it about it? We are so wicked to ourselves in a way that we don't even know God exists. Some of us. Our wickedness is part of our problem. If the CBN said that this boy 500 billion, and yet the money is not in circulation, and somebody's on radar and saying somebody is stacking 22 billion in a house in the north and the judge does not do anything. Who's wicked? Who's wicked to each other? It's not we, the same people in Nigeria. We are so wicked to a point that we don't love ourselves. That is why every policy does not even work. Both the good and the evil one does not work. They give you a contract for a road, you go and do rubbish. Go and do this or don't go and do rubbish. Let me go an example, Joyce. The former minister of power to Lemo Kipuma Governor of Kwara State. When they were distributing transformer, in his own local government, transformers are not there. And it was the means of power. Isn't that wickedness to some people? Every day we come to shout on radio, or we come to listen to radio. Meanwhile, our own self, we are wicked, Joy. The policy was that between 90 days, return your money to CBN and the different amount of money. The CBN governor himself is even part of the problem. He went to pick form to become president. Is not a partisan payment to report issue now? Then he ran to court to say that she should not remove him to the CBN governor. The same person that they say Supreme Court is the highest court in the country. The president is the father of the court, is not based on Supreme Court order. So who is the Supreme in the country? Look, our problem is so complicated in a way that, and I keep saying, we are blessed by God, caused by devil. Thank you.
99.3 Nigeria Info, the sunny side. The news is reporting some yet-to-be-identified persons have blocked the ever-busy Eleyele Junction in the Ibadan Northwest local government area of Oyo State to protest the scarcity of fuel and new Naira. The Punch is also reporting that a similar protest rocked the city on Friday, February 3rd, where some hoodlums within the similar Araromi spare parts gate took advantage of the protest and set ablaze a police station, stole the station's plasma television, vandalized a branch of Wema Bank in the area, and looted some roadside shops. So this is exactly what we do not want to see. Welcome to the show, Nigeria Info. Let's talk. You're on the sunny side. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. James speaking.
Welcome, James. Thank you. Please go ahead.
From Ikui, Joyce, let me tell you, this scarcity of money, it is the politician that causes it. It's not only not a mere failure. They have done its work finished and shifted the money to the bank. It is bank owners. it is the bank manager there has shifted the money to all the politicians to take around campaign. And they are looking for, waiting for after the campaigning, after the election, they could now get settled, the money will be available. That is their plan. It is not a miserable matter. It is the politician that invented the money. Yeah, tell me, I want to know why somebody stand up to say want to give Lagosian food, want to employ food to Lagosian, that's the way that they're because of hardship. Where is it getting the money to give Lagosian food? Joyce, this money is stuck in the hand of a politician. They are not, they want to just wait after the election and they demand with anybody with, that their people will take place. Then they will release the money. They are the people suffering us, killing us. They are wicked. They are wicked. In fact, God will punish all of them. That's all.
Look, I cannot deny, I mean, I'm in it with you, so I cannot deny the pain and the rage with which this reality has not just sapped your energy, but even further heightens your misery by frustrating you. And look, I understand, but please let's just manage our emotions so that we're not, so that this doesn't even get out of hand on radio. Please, I cannot deny it, and I'm not going to undermine your pain, but I'm going to ask that we please manage our emotions. All right, thank you. Now, I have a message here coming in. Can someone please confirm to me what is happening in Edo State? This is the second WhatsApp message I'm getting referring to Edo State. Now, this message reads, Emmanuel, can you confirm, please? Ima from Lere, but you are in Suru Lere. Please, what's the update? He's saying that two people have been shot in Edo State over scarcity of the new Naira notes. Can you please confirm that in any way? Please, what's happening? I would like some links or some news report if you know what could be happening. Please, thank you. And please note, as Honor, I've not confirmed it yet. I'm also just trying to bring news to you. So please, can you confirm to me what is happening in Edo State or any other part of Nigeria specifically? Welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Joy.
Welcome, lady. Tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Lucy. Just to contribute to the whole Naira notes scarcity. Initially, it was almost getting to me.
Okay.
Because I could not get the Naira. I was just feeling frustrated. But I thought, let me try the method of transferring and seeing how it works. And I found out that almost everybody even are accepting to collect the transfer. Even to the least people, I could even imagine that they would collect the transfer. They were collecting. I was like, okay, so why the stress going to look for cash when most people can actually collect the transfer? I'll just need cash. Maybe I want to buy something of 100 naira or 50 naira, something that might not really require me to
make a transfer. So, but do you have access to that money right now?
Well, I don't have. I have just lease two, so I'm not really
bothered. Okay.
So
I'm happy for you.
If everybody start adopting the other means of payment, like transfer, if you don't have an account, transfer for an account. So it could make life easier for you. I think it's in a way it's going to reduce the tension and probably people will live better.
Well, yeah, thank you very much. This whole option of transfer has, of course, been an option that people have taken to. But the situation with that is many people have also complained that sometimes it takes a long time for the transfer to arrive at the person, at the merchant who's trying to receive it. And for that reason, it kind of creates a little bit of strain or stress between the one who's trying to pay and the one who's trying to receive. But of course, that's an option that people have adjusted to. And by the way, thank you very much for calling. I do appreciate it. The Sunny Side, Nigeria Info, welcome.
Yeah, Joy.
I'm with
I
you.
Get you. Yeah, Baba G calling.
Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I think a caller said something very valid. I think Joy, your namesake.
Pardon me. Hold on a second. Let's clear that. My name's Joyce, not Joy.
Okay, sorry. I'm
That's
sorry.
Okay.
As she said, most people think about themselves, only me, and they look at one week. For example, if you look at urban area, what about remote area? People cannot transfer. Do you know Nigeria today? Illiterate, they are about 60%. In the village, my grandmother, Kashin Transfer, are you comparing yourself with the Western world, Europe and America? Even we still have illiterate there, but minimal. Now, that's what is happening now. I think, Joyce, you are doing an amazing job. You are giving us breaking news everywhere, what is going on now. Don't you think the federal government, I'm just saying my personal opinion, they have a calculated motive. Probably they wanted to do something, I don't understand. How can CBN governor said that POS, anyone that charges more than 200 naira, you didn't tie the money to, is it 1,000 you collect or 10,000 or 20,000? That the POS agent must charge 200 naira. And there are places you don't see bank, like where I am now. If you want to go to any bank around me, you must spend like 1,500 or 1,000, unless I go to work. Maybe if I go to work on the island, I will just branch and see bank there. But here now, and if you come and talk about transfer, for you to transfer now, the USSD is like the traffic on it is becoming too much. Most times, 3 hours, 4 hours, you will not see anything. So what are we talking about here? I want the callers to understand that if you are thinking about yourself, think about order. And for the federal government refusing to respect the Supreme Court order, I don't understand. Even if the Supreme Court, they didn't rule in your favor, being the Supreme Court, the first court of the land, you refuse to respect them. And CBN is an agent of the federal government. And anything that is happening in CBN is the federal government as well. That is why I said it in another platform, that if you are blaming the CBN, the governor, why can't you blame the federal government? Because initially met with the president three times, almost 1 week, not three times, for their discussion. Are you telling me they are just going there to take tea?
Thank you.
He must have reported to the president, look, we'll see what is going on. Mm. And the president, what was the president's response? The boss talks from the table of the president. Probably what is going on, I believe strongly, somebody in Aso Rock is sending a message to go on with his policy. And people are saying that, look, he collected from 100 million. He wanted to contest for the president. The president, when you see somebody under you, walking under you, raise 100 million to contest, are you telling me that the president don't even know then? Why can't you fire him?
Wow. Man, so this goes a lot of ways. This has like lateral, you know, hands, and it's going in ways that we're trying to honestly wrap our minds around. Extending the judgment simply means extending our suffering, because nothing will change till next judgment. Me, I don't blame the CBN governor because Emefiele did not appoint himself, so blaming him is worthless. You know the truth, but choose to say otherwise. Free the man. What's your name? Your name is Olusoga from Ikorodu. There's a message here, I think from France. So there's a Nigerian who's in France who said he received a video from his brother. Yeah. And what does the video show? Because I can't play
it. It shows a damaged ATM spot.
Oh, in Benin City.
Yes. Okay. And there's this one too. There's showing people, you know, throwing stones at a particular bank. Oh, in Edo State 2.
Oh, Edo State 2? When did that make it to the news? Date?
So this is today.
15th February.
Mm-hmm.
So there might be a little bit of a heat steaming up in Edo State. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Welcome to the show. Well, I'm thinking I think that my attempt is to inform you that you have a week after the deadline until I have further information. A week after the deadline, the 10th would be 17th, and that is your window to trade in your old currency. So if you have old money at hand, you have between today and the 17th to go to the central bank in any state and put in your old money to get the value not in cash, but reflected in your account. So the CBN is saying you will not be getting cash if you made a physical appearance at the CBN bank to deposit old notes. What you would get is possibly might take less than a month, but at least you have to give them at least a month to properly evaluate whatever needs to be evaluated. And then that money, its value would reflect in your account. And so the CBN, with all its good agendas, appear to probably be missing out on what might be the burden that this places on every Nigerian, particularly the Nigerians who need cash as a form or medium of exchange in the day-to-day activities within the Nigerian economy. Welcome to the show. How are you? Make it back. My name's Joyce. What's your name? Make it back. The sunny side. Good afternoon to you, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, Joyce.
Welcome.
Yeah, I want to talk about, like, what the last man said. My name is Marshall.
Welcome, Marshall.
Calling from Cement End of Lagos.
Okay.
Yeah. You see, for whatever policy or punishment they call it, is it a bank policy or bank punishment? I could not understand, really. But you see, we don't reason. We don't think about the rural areas where there are no transportation, no bank around.
Pardon me.
No POS operator.
Yeah, please, I hate to interrupt you. I would love to be off on a break. Would you call me back or hang up?
I'm hanging on.
Okay, so please call me back. I'll appreciate that. Thank you very much for your understanding. Lagos, Nigeria, we're off on a break. We'll be right back. It's the sunny side on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
This is Worthy of Notes.
99.3 Nigeria Info. So news reaching me now. At this point, it seems that there is some situation unraveling in Edo State. Something brought on by the scarcity of the Naira, probably further irritated by fuel scarcity. I hear that in Edo State, someone also sent me a message saying a bank was burnt 5 minutes ago. So that would be about, I got the message 5 minutes ago, so I'm thinking happening now, basically, the last 10 minutes, a bank has been burnt in a Delta State. Yeah? Good. So there's another message here. Joyce, the most shocking news to me right now is my dad went for checkup at the University of Uyo Teaching Hospital. As I'm telling you, they refused the old cash he went with and refused a transfer, demanding for new Naira notes cash before a test is carried out on him. He has to go home to source for cash and come back to the hospital tomorrow. There is God. Udeme, thank you very much. And honestly, I can understand the pain and the burden this reality really presents to Nigerians, particularly. I mean, it's one thing to not have money, something else to have money and suffer to have access to it. Just strain in order to have access to your money. Hello, Nigeria Info. Good afternoon to you. You'll do us well by turning off the volume of your radio set. Yes, it's happening in Benin. Okay. Hello, good afternoon to you.
Afternoon, Jessica. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah. I think people are becoming so insensitive with this issue.
Okay.
All because you have sorted out doesn't mean others have sorted out. As it is today, Joyce, people are going through hell. We've had countries went into riot because of the price of bread, as little as the price of bread. And here are people telling me that Nigerians are serious, that we should have taken this policy so serious. The time was very short. A good idea, but the implementation was very, very, very wrong. We all knew that from day one. Even the CBN admitted the amount they printed wasn't enough. They took out 2.8 trillion from the system, and you guys only printed about 300 billion naira, which is yet to even circulate. And we know we run a cash-driven economy. Today, half people couldn't go to work because they had the old naira notes. The conductors won't take it from them. So do you expect them to transfer 200 naira to the conductor or to the driver? So we need to put all these things into perspective. All because you were able to buy bread, buy to stock up your own house. Then others should have done that. You don't even have the money. People live on daily wage, Joyce. People live on daily wage. It is what they earn per day. It's what they spend. And they are the majority. And someone is there telling me, I run a POS, I've been able to stock up my house. How about all that? Why are we trying to be insensitive? The only issue here is the leadership. They choose not to put things into consideration. They are playing politics with the economy. Joyce, as it is today, if you have to measure the cost of this alone to today's economy, I believe we've lost over billions of naira just today alone. So how about yesterday night? People couldn't take the naira note. People who sell food couldn't take the old naira note. Some of their food has been went to waste. Same as this morning. And someone you keep hearing people pushing the blame to the people. How about the leadership? They never had a good thought of this before they came up with it. You can tell it is all about the politics.
Yeah.
Even Buhari admitted it. He said it was because of vote buying at first. So because of vote buying, are you going to keep printing new naira every 4 years when you have election? Joyce?
Good question.
Are you going, okay, since you want to claim people stop, people choose to hold naira, if they choose to keep holding the new naira from now to the next election, are you going to change the currency because of that again? Doesn't even make any sense. And people keep calling, telling, you should bear it. Bear what?
I understand. I
people go to hospital. They have to pay cash. Some were unable to even do transfer. The network is so bad. And you are saying they should just bear it. It's for our own good. What if you are the one caught up in that mess? How would you feel?
In fact, I would like to even share a story just so that we're sure about what... Thank you very much for calling, by the way. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome, Joyce.
Thank you. So I went to the market to buy plantain. I got a bunch of plantain and I got tomatoes. I was supposed to pay the tomato lady 2,500 and the plantain was 3,500. And I didn't have cash. And the ladies, after probably 30 minutes, allowed me to take the goods away because they see my face in the market. So if they didn't know me... Well, I wouldn't have been able to because I also had a network problem. I also had a network problem making a transfer. And so the tomato lady was saying, well, she said, well, take it and send the money to me later. And I'm like, how do you know I'm going to pay you? She's like, no, you're going to pay. And I don't know why people just believe I'm not going to spend their money. You know, she's like, oh, no, you're going to pay. No, I know you're going to pay. And then the other plantain one, she knows me a lot. So that one, she knows me. But I also thought she had some misgivings. So she was like, well, I'm going to need your number. And I said, okay, yeah, you can have it. And send me a message when you get it. And I still wasn't able to make that transfer. I went to the market probably like 12 in the afternoon. And I wasn't able to make the transfer until like 7 in the evening. So if I was waiting for it to go through, well, that's it for the day. I've spent all that time trying to ensure that a transfer for tomatoes or a transfer for plantain would go through. And so that was time. So if they didn't know me, I wouldn't have been able to buy it, first of all. So I guess that there are still bottlenecks that are hardly even a consequence of the new Naira implementation, which I think this is even a consequence of the old method that hasn't been properly. I think that we think that our method of transfers even work well. I think so. I mean, we've been using it for years, right? But even that had a little issue. A little issue. An issue now made worse by this situation where we have to do a cashless transfer. There's another video on Feta's side of the screen. Can she tell us what she's seen in that video, please?
Mm-hmm. It's a video of what's happening in Warri right now. That's what the person who sent the message says.
So we can confirm that at this point.
Yeah, he's saying that it's what is happening right now in Delta State, Warri.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you very much.
Yeah.
And he sends a video.
It's a video.
Okay,
it's
so here inspiring. On my side of the screen, I have a video. The person says, happening in Benin now, the frustration is horrible. Old money is rejected, no new money. Joyce, this is us presently happening in Edo State. Look, I'm so grateful for everyone bringing us updates on what is happening around town, particularly in Benin, in Edo State. I do appreciate. So there's one in Edo State, it would appear, and another in Warri, so What's the message?
He's saying that people are not doing jungle justice.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Can you help
me? What? So this is a video. So this is a video.
So
but
let the video load.
Mm-hmm. So
what?
Who? It looks like they just killed somebody.
Oh no! Well, hold on. I need to confirm this one, please.
Oh
no.
My god.
And this is exactly what we shouldn't allow happen. We don't want the situation to get out of hand. So I would love to appeal to every Nigerian out there. Let's not make a bad situation worse. And look, there is every... I honestly think that you have a right to be upset as to why it's difficult for you to access your money. And I think even now, what would appear to be the most difficult aspect of our collective reality would be the structure of the way the money is being distributed. So I read you the communique on the CBN website, and according to the CBN, they are saying that they have at least tried to ensure that the policy works. But beyond that, they have also tried to get personnel on ground to ensure that the possibility works, that this particular policy works. They're getting people to observe and to monitor. And of that, we can say that there is an element to truth. There's an element of truth to that, because I've seen videos where some personnel went to banks and went to their vault and saw money. And we saw that video on YouTube, on social media, where I guess CBN agents went to some banks and put up videos on social media where some banks were hoarding. In fact, I also heard of the prosecution arrest of a manager, a bank manager, who was hoarding some money. So I guess that the CBN is trying to do something about the situation. Now, there are Nigerians who, yes, those Nigerians who, if they don't go out, they're not able to make money. And that is also a part of the system that is a little difficult. That is the part where we all must admit is difficult. Difficult a reality, both to comprehend and to manage. The Nigerians that have, that are part of the Nigerian economy, for which, by world standard, we were graded as poverty capital of the world. Yes, those Nigerians who live on a dollar a day. I mean, how many dollars do you have to be able to make a transfer? And how many transfers are you going to make in a day? So there are these little pockets of concerns. And these are the people who honestly shoulder the burden the most. And so there is no other way to say it than to, there's no other way to say it than to say, I understand this. And I can't speak for the governor. The governor, at least from the communique I'm reading, sounds like he equally understands it. So the appeal is that we don't make a bad situation worse. Let's try to manage the emotion. At this point, it's combustible. And it makes sense why it would be combustible. But let's not make a bad situation worse. So please, if they're your neighbors, if they're your brothers, if they're your friends, please try calm things down. It's crazy as it is. You get my point. It's crazy as it is. Please, 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 let's calm things down. The government understands that this has a tendency to be inflammable. And so I want to hope and believe that they will do something about it and do something urgently as well. We're off on a break. We'll be right back. This is 99.3 Nigeria Info. Feta has information that we can use, so don't go anywhere.
If it's information, then it's notable. Objective.
Subjective.
For time.
With time.
On Wednesdays, we hold it to be worthy of notes.
I agree.
Nigeria Info.
Okay, so a Nigerian just sent us a picture. I'm not sure where that picture is coming out from. Can you please tell us the location? So he said that an armed robber has been killed somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please send us your location?
Ikorodu.
Oof. So
it's a she.
It's a she. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you very much for your message. She's reporting that an armed robber was caught and, you know, the people took out their wrath on him. And that's coming out of Ikorodu. So once again, please, let's try and manage what appears to be rather highly inflammable, our emotions. And we believe, in fact, the government must understand the urgency of this. We believe that the government will do something about this sooner than later. Thank you, Feta.
This is to remind you that you can empower your future with Vertebra Tech Hub's digital skills training. You can master full-stack web development, product design, data science, and mobile app development. Vertebra Tech Hub is located at Abraham Adesanya Aja. You can call 0706-935-9788 now to take your first step towards a thriving tech career. Once again, the number is 0706-935-9788. 0706-935-9788.
Thank you very much. Fata, I have a message here from Sunny. This country is frustrating everyone. I sent money a transfer since 3 days. The receiver has not gotten it. And this is driving me crazy. Oh, only in Lagos, there's no money in banks. In Onitsha, Anambra, where I traveled to last week, I was shocked that they supply the banks money daily. When I got back to Lagos, I got angrier. So this is a Nigerian who's made a transfer, and in the last 3 days, well, that money has been in limbo. Hello, the Sunny Side. Good afternoon to you. Welcome.
Good afternoon.
My name is Joyce. Remember the please, the volume of your radio set.
Yeah, hello, can you hear me?
No, I'm not going to hear you if the volume is not turned off.
Can you hear me now?
Thank you.
Yeah. The problem with Nigerians is this. I sympathize with people who have issues and everything. But
what's your name, please?
Yeah, okay, sorry. Ibrahim is my name.
Welcome, Ibrahim. Thank you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, you see, the problem with Nigerians is this. I sympathize with everybody and the country in general.
Yeah.
But the problem with Nigerians is this. We are averse to change. You see, if Nigerians had embraced this issue of cashless policy a long time ago, banks and financial institutions would have upgraded their systems whereby it can take so much people. You know, in IT, there is something that is called denial of service or distributed denial of service, whereby if a system is overwhelmed with too much messages, it crashes.
Okay.
There's going to be issues. Now, to the second one, there was a caller that said that the dad that went to hospital in University of Uyo, yeah, that the dad wasn't allowed. See, it's a glaring thing that people are siphoning money and stealing money. And I've seen it in hospitals here because it has happened to me. They don't want to collect transfer because it will ring in the books. We would know how much comes in yearly or monthly.
Hold
or
on a second. Please wait a second. I really have been trying to manage this, the fact that I'm getting feedback from your end. Please turn off the volume of your radio.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah. So now what those hospitals do, it's not the first hospital this has happened. So much hospital. What they do is they collect this money and people share this money. The money is never remitted back to these hospitals,
okay,
mostly federal government hospitals.
Okay.
This issue of corruption, that's why you find out that they don't want to collect transfer, they don't want to collect cash. Imagine you collect cash, the money goes to a centralized system.
They were asking for cash, but new notes. And the father had cash, old notes.
No, he had cash, old notes.
Yeah.
Remember they said they refused transfer.
Yeah.
So it means there is a problem. Money wasn't the patient's problem. Now, they want new. The question we should ask is this. What do they want to do with cash in the hospital? What is wrong with the transfer?
Well, if you're not a staff of a hospital, you can't ask those kind of questions. He's a patient.
Wait. I am, Joyce, I'm an information scientist. I work with information. It's information that is presented, that is analyzed, and you look at underlying factors. Like I said from the beginning, Nigerians are averse to change. If we had embraced a cashless policy a long time ago, we would have upgraded our system software to manage a lot of things.
I have a question. You say that that if we had embraced it, who is not embracing it at this point? Are you placing the blame? Yeah, but Nigerians, even those who have embraced it, are calling the show complaining.
Now, this is the problem. Exactly. Do you know why? Now, a lot of Nigerians started downloading bank apps to use. At the end of the day, you've got so many people on so little,
That's not their problem. That's not their problem. That's the bank's responsibility. You can't make that problem.
Yes. Now, listen, good. Now, you agree with me. That's the bank's problem. This is the problem. Now, for the money being scarce, it's not that the money is scarce. It's just that the money is being peddled around like drugs. You understand?
But that makes it scarce. Now, come on now. If you can access money, what's that? What are you saying? Why are you saying it's not scarce? Why are you saying it's not scarce?
Look at what the banks are doing. Banks are culpable from beginning. They collect this money. They don't give it out. They give it out to their hench, big businesses and people that are close to them. I've been to banks whereby they said there was no money, but that money was still brought out behind.
Yeah, so the problem I have with your argument is you want to blame the people, but now we have narrowed it down as the responsibility of the banks.
This is the problem, Joyce. The people, the banks, the government are the issues. Look, we are the people. Take for instance, if we riot today, who is it going to fall back upon? Is it not the people? Look, everybody has a role to play. Everybody is to blame. Everybody has a role to play. If you play your role, I play my part. The bank plays their part. The government plays their part.
What do you want us to take out of your submission? What do you want
us to say? Good. This is it. Now, CBN says they want to go around checking on banks. It's not possible. How many branches can they take per day? What we need to do is this. If you are releasing money, tell the whole world, look, we are releasing money to so-and-so bank, so-and-so. We don't know how they will distribute the money. Each branch should get it. Each branch should be able to give out certain amount of money per day. Let people be picked from the communities. trusted people who would ensure this thing is done. I tell you, most of these banks will sit up.
Yeah, but you don't can't know pick how someone from the you can't pick someone from the community who's not a staff of the bank. Like, the bank is not a community service institution. No.
It's a community serving institution.
No, excuse me. No, this is what I mean. That there is some information that the bank would have that's only privy to the banks. You cannot share that information with... I mean, you can't tell people I'm bringing money to this place. We've seen where...
Release money to the banks. If you tell me, for instance, that I'm releasing $500 billion to Bank A headquarters,
the bank has never done that. The bank should not do that. They can
CBN, no. CBN. Look, it's an easy thing. Okay, how much has... let me ask you, Joyce.
Okay, hold on. Hold on. We can't even go back and forth on this one. You want the banks to inform the public on how much they're releasing and then tell the public...
You are not getting... I didn't say the bank. CBN.
You want CBN to tell the public how much they're releasing and then also tell the banks how much they're expected to withdraw from the bank on a daily basis.
No. If CBN tells the public how much they release, either each day or each month, people would know where the problem is.
Okay. Well, thank
people
you.
People know where the problem is. Now, we don't know how much central bank releases monthly. Okay, does federal government not release how much they share to, local government and state governments every month? If CBN tells us how much they release every month to banks, I tell you, banks will not have excuses to say they never got money.
So this is not a people problem. We can agree on that. This is the bank. This is the CBN.
Who work in the bank and the CBN?
Hold on a second.
People.
There's a slice here. There's a divide here. There's the CBN, there's the bank, and then there's the people who want to access their money. You called in saying that the people are the problem. And then you say, well, the people, the central bank. But the conversation now has narrowed itself down where at least the responsibility of whatever the problem is lies on the backs of the CBN and the banks. Clear?
Joyce, hold on. I like your argument. Now.
No, hold on a second. I just summarized what you said. We have to give other people an opportunity to speak. I'm only summarizing what you're saying. There's no arguing this because I don't even have cash. Do you get it? I don't.
What stops you from receiving doing transfer? What stops you from receiving transfer?
Yeah, but did you hear the story I told about the transfer where I went to the market and I couldn't make a... Hold on a second. Excuse, I don't care for your degree. I don't care. Wait. I don't care for what you are. I told a story. Do you understand the story that I told that the transfer didn't get through? Excuse me, please wait. Excuse me. You're not listening. You cannot talk without listening. It's not going to make sense. Excuse me. I'm still speaking. You're trying to put your head in my mouth. I went to the market. I purchased a product and I couldn't make a transfer. And the people who sold the goods told me to go with it. The only reason they told me to leave with the goods was because they knew me. I continued to endeavor to make that transfer. A market I visited about 11, 12 o'clock, and the transfer didn't go through until 7 p.m. So two things could have happened. I could have left the market without the goods, or they probably would have said, well, we don't trust you, we can. So for that day, I wouldn't have been able to buy something because I didn't have cash.
Then
the network couldn't work.
Good. Now, okay, could you listen to me? You went to the market, they knew your face. You've been buying from one particular person, the plantain seller. Goodwill. Number two, if I want to buy, the person says, "Okay, sorry, I don't receive transfer and everything, and I want cash." Then I leave. I go to where such things can work. In the world, there is no perfect system. There is no perfect society.
I disagree.
Would you listen to me now?
No, I'm sorry. I totally disagree with this. Hold on a second. I think that you would refuse the summary of your own logic, which I'm not sure why you would even resist it. I'm going to speak to someone else. I've given you enough time. Hello, welcome to the show. Good afternoon to you.
Hello, good afternoon, Joyce.
Afternoon, thank you very much for calling.
Yeah, don't mind this man, though. Don't mind if the man like argument. Don't mind him. It's like he knows his way.
Well, I don't even know what his way is,
people
but
like that. People
the structure
like that.
Of his
people
argument like, isn't solid.
People like that like argument. Don't mind him. Don't mind him. That's the truth.
Oh, goodness. Look, we want cash. We want access to cash. The argument is non-beneficial. And by the way, it's a non-starter. How can people get cash? That's the question. If there's no solution to it, well, if you don't at least have a solution or a sensible contribution or a non-adversarial contribution, I don't see why you're on the air. I don't. Welcome to the show. You play music. Well, that's a good way to adjust. Good afternoon. Welcome. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Mr. Maxwell. I'm from Africa.
Fantastic. Go ahead.
Please, don't mind that very man that he said.
Well, I was hoping he was going somewhere. He didn't appear he was going anywhere.
Why are you stopping your piece with that very man?
Well, I was really trying to get something out of it because I didn't want to assume that he wasn't making sense. I had to, of course, try.
He doesn't want to take what you're telling him. He doesn't want to lay.
It's funny. I didn't even tell him anything. I was summarizing what he said, and I don't know why he had a problem with his own summary. It's like, that's what you said. The CBN is responsible, right? And then he's like, wait, let me tell you something. It's like, no, but you just said that the CBN should be responsible. The CBN should tell the banks and then tell the people. And that's what you said, isn't it?
We need cash. There's no cash outside there. Go to the market. We need cash, please. If they cannot be able to give us cash, they allow us to use the old money.
Thank you.
Because
hold on a second. We're off on a break. Between the